Rise in burglaries linked to key safe boxes. They are, of course, those little lock boxes outside people's homes, the carers, family members, or even if you go away, Airbnb guests, they often use. You get the code, don't you? And you get the key when you get there. Now, in some cases, thieves have ripped them off walls completely. They're, yes, simple codes. The amount of times I've gone to an Airbnb and the code is like 1234. Or 0000. It's like, come on, let's have a little bit more imagination than that. It's no surprise that people can get into this little box, but if they're not managing to guess the code, in some cases, they seem to be ripping them off the wall, which must take quite a bit. And I was thinking this through. This has plagued me all week, this, thinking about it, because in our street, if somebody had one of these things and somebody took a hammer to it to knock it off the wall, I'm sure that the neighbours would be alerted to a bit of a racket going on, and especially Rose across the way. She's always twitching her neck, and she'd see before anybody else what was going on, and then it would be all over Facebook in no time. There's an intruder on the road, on the street. What are we going to do about it? But let's go and talk to Marcy Little-Enthalt, who is a locksmith in Thornbury at AHLP Locksmith. Have I got that right, Martin? That's a lot of letters there.
You have. We need to simplify that even more, don't we?
I think you do. I think you need something a bit more snappy. You know, I'm not a marketing expert, but just saying. But we've got you, so that is the main thing. I'm astonished that these are being knocked off the wall. Is this a thing that you've seen as a locksmith, Martin?
Yes, unfortunately, these, with these key safes, as well as buying a good quality key safe, where it's installed in position is just as important as the model you find. So you really want it into solid brick or masonry. You don't want it near corners. You don't want it into render. So you really need to think about not only the model you find, but also where you position it in your house.
And is it a question of quality cost? Because, you know, sometimes people go for the cheapest option. I'm presuming, maybe wrongly, you'll put me right, that they may be the ones that are easily broken into.
Yeah, you're actually right, Karen. And the sad thing is the difference between a cheap key safe and a much better model, you know, ones that police might recommend, is about £20. So if it's going to be on your wall for 10 and 20 years, it's a false economy to buy a cheap one. And the cheap ones tend to have the codes or the dials on the front. Many have got a black sign and a grey front. I wouldn't ever recommend, we wouldn't definitely take the cheaper models for people.
So is there a particular one that police do recommend then, the go-to one?
You know, so there's an accreditation called Secure by Design, which is a police preferred equipment, and they recommend one called a Simpler C-Finds 100, which is much more difficult to get into than normal key safes. Not much more expensive than the cheaper ones. And if you knock off the wall, it's quite difficult to get into. Even this trained locksmith, it takes us a lot longer to get into that key safe than it would any others.
Do people take the security, home security, seriously enough, do you think?
Well, I'm going to really have to attend next expenses after they have a delivery. And no, people do seem to take the front door key. They seem to take more protection over their phone, using their phone safe, than over their front door. So as well as the key safe, burglars are going to look for cheap locks on the front door, houses without lighting, and houses without cameras. So yeah, some simple and not even expensive and alterations to the front door locks, just upgrade into a really standard lock. And usually a good key safe, if you need to have one for a carer or a dog walker, can be really simple things you can do that don't cost a lot of money.
Yeah, because this is the other thing. We don't want to alarm people today because there are going to be people listening that have got one of these key safes outside, maybe because they've got carers coming in and, you know, that is the only way that they can get into the house. So we don't want to alarm them that anything is going to happen to them. But just perhaps be aware that you've got one that is recommended. So that you can go for the safest one possible.
Absolutely, and you are quite right. The kerosene people, these are on the uprise, and we're fitting more and more food things. Mainly, I have to say, as you've mentioned, Airbnbs can land these on their temporary accommodation. So that's why we've seen a rise in the burglaries that are using them. And if it's positioned, if it keeps safe in a position near your house, not near the front door, but in a secure location, to a quieter site, perhaps it's well lit, and as you said, if someone starts banging its strangler off the wall, then your neighbour, like your neighbour Rose, will still be on the case. So as long as it's fitted properly, you know, in the right location, and a professional watching as well, a competent DIY can do that for you. And there's nothing to worry about.
No, I know that you're a locksmith, so obviously, you know, I may be asking you a question that's not within your remit. But when it comes to security lighting, what is the advice on that one? Do we know? Because on the one hand, I've heard people say, well, if you've got too much, you're basically lighting the way for potential burglars so that they can see what they're doing. And others think that a lot of light, that's something of a deterrent. So what is the truth?
Oh, with the keys, you want to set a position where at least a light will come on if a sensor picks you up so that you can see the keypad. So that's always something to consider. I don't see you're going to have too much light around your property because it'll start irritating your neighbours.
Well, okay then, I'll get one stuck up, but that'll give Rose even more of a view, won't it, when she can see you. Everyone's got that one neighbour, haven't they, though, Martin, honestly.
I'm not very mind, but yes, we've all got one.
It's okay, she's out of the area, so it's all right. She's not going to be listening to me this morning, otherwise she'd glare at me even more. She's got a fancy for my husband, so she doesn't even talk to me by my name. I'm not referred to by any name. I'm just Adam's wife. That is how we roll. And how are things in the locksmith's world then, in the key-making world? Is it still the business to be?
Yes, there's more and more locksmiths. Unfortunately, as with any industry, there are some rogue locksmiths out there. So I would want to put the opportunity, please ask people to double check the references and the reviews. And I use a local family business. And there are some national companies that advertise that can take it £39 or £49 that will then, that bill suddenly becomes hundreds, if not thousands of pounds. I saw one this week where they paid over £4,000 for a job that a good locksmith would charge about £200. So, yes, be careful. If you need a locksmith, by all means, don't be scared to call one, but try and use a limited firm with good reviews.
Does that come to key cutting as well? Because I know of people that have gone, I don't know, off to the market. And I'm not saying that everybody is a bad key cutter on a market, but they've got one cut that actually, when push comes to shove, doesn't even open the door.
It's true. If you have a key cut, if you're having one of the originals cut, 99.9% of the time, it will be absolutely perfect. But if you're doing a copy of a copy of a copy, it's the fifth or sixth generation that is key. It's a bit like copying on a photocopier. The first one's brilliant. If you start photocopy, you will get a known quality cut key. So if it's getting that way, you probably want to think about a new lock with new keys that aren't expensive. And then they order with additional keys, or you can get them from a reputable key cutter.
Wonderful. Martin, it has been a joy speaking to you this morning. So that's Martin Lemphill from HLB Locksmith in Thornbury. We got there in the end. Nice to have you on. Join us again. Thank you, Martin. And anybody, don't worry. Just make sure that you've got one of the good ones.